No horses in the house. The Audacious Life of Artist Rosa Bonheur. Story by Mariel Messier. France, 1829. Once there was a girl named Rosa who loved to draw animals. Every morning she put on her bloomers, petticoat, and dress and headed outside to draw. She drew cats and dogs, goats and cows, rabbits and ducks. But what she most loved to draw was horses. Rosa could draw horses all day long. "You must learn to read," said her mother. "But, Maman, I just want to draw." So her mother devised a clever game. Rosa would learn to read by drawing an animal for each letter of the alphabet. It worked. As Rosa grew older, she kept on drawing. "You must learn to sew," said her father. "No, Papa, I just want to draw." Many teachers tried to show Rosa how to sew, embroider, cook, and garden, the things other girls her age did. This did not go well. Eventually, her father agreed to teach Rosa how to draw, paint, and sculpt at home, like her brothers. This went much better. But the family's neighbors and friends didn't approve of how Rosa was spending her days. They frowned and said, "You can't be an artist." "Why not?" Rosa asked. "Because you're a girl." Rosa did not agree. She would be an artist. The first girl to be an artist on her street, in her arrondissement, in all of Paris, even. And she would be the best one they had ever seen. Rosa studied animals, drawing them day and night. Their eyes, their fur, their muscles, their feathers. Every pen and paintbrush stroke took her work closer to perfection. One day, while scouting the city for new animals to draw, Rosa discovered the horse market. Here, in this messy, smelly place, she found many fascinating breeds of horses. Some were breeds Rosa had never seen before. She was thrilled. "Hey, girls can't be in the market," snarled a merchant. "It's too dangerous." "It's unladylike," sneered another. "You'll make a mess of your dress," added his friend. "Balverness," cried Rosa. "Nonsense." Despite her protests, the merchants dragged her away, warning her not to return. Rosa stayed home, but she missed the horses. Without them, how could she paint eyes that looked like real eyes, and a mane that flowed like a real mane? She needed to sketch from life. So she made do with other smaller animals. Bit by bit, Rosa filled her family's apartment with dogs, cats, birds, rabbits, ducks. One day she even brought home a goat, and squirrels, and mice, and turtles, and a pig. "If the horses can't come to me, I will go to the horses," Rosa hissed. She dressed in her brother's clothing, grabbed her paintbrushes, and slipped off to the market. Nobody noticed the young boy quietly sketching in a shadowy corner until... "You again. Girls cannot dress like boys," said the policeman. "This is against the law. Out." "But what about them?" Rosa pointed. "Why can these men dress like women?" "They have special permission from the police." "Then I will get special permission too." The policeman laughed. "Such a permit has never been given to a girl," he said. Balvernus. It wasn't easy, but Rosa petitioned and pleaded and pressed. A few weeks later, she returned to the horse market with her paintbrushes in her hand and a special permit allowing her to dress any way she wanted. Now, no one could stop her. When Rosa exhibited her paintings for the first time at the prestigious Salon de Paris, people rushed to see the work of this peculiar, pant-wearing, animal-loving, rule-defying young lady. They're so lifelike. Look at those eyes. I can almost see the animals breathe. But she had not changed everyone's mind. Pfft, she never went to art school. Nevertheless, Rosa kept on painting. Every year, her works became bigger, better, and more impressive. Then, one year, her newest painting was so beautiful that kings and queens came from faraway lands to see it, introducing The Horse Fair by Lisa Bonheur. Art lovers were in awe. Magnifique, stunning, splendid. And the girl who loved to draw animals became one of the most famous artists in France.